You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today, as usual. What would you like first there, Married Mahoney?
Uh-huh. Let's go with the bad news, Dave.
The bad news. All right, we'll start with the bad news. But congratulations, by the way.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Just wanted to get that out.
Got married over the weekend.
Yes, you did.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. You're supposed to say thanks.
Thanks.
It only took 9 years.
Wow.
Eight.
My
not
bad.
Quite eight.
Not nine.
Not
eight.
Quite.
Not quite eight.
Not quite
eight. Oh, you got it under that, that 7 year. I hope you didn't rush into things.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a
really
man.
Thought this through.
Yeah. That's what you do. That's what you do.
All right.
You damn heathens.
The bad news today on June 7th, just a couple of days ago, the Pakistan International Airlines evening flight, PK-702, from Manchester in the United Kingdom to Islamabad, Pakistan, departed more than 6 hours late after, whoops, an inadvertent emergency slide deployment. Just before departure, a passenger wanted to go to the bathroom, but somehow mistook the aircraft's door for the toilet door.
Oh, Jesus.
She opened the arm door at the rear left of the Boeing 777 and deployed the emergency slide. As a result of the inoperative door, 21 passengers had to be accommodated on other seats. 37 passengers couldn't continue their travel to Islamabad and were taken off the plane. In this case, the airline was still allowed to operate the flight, but had to reduce and reseat passengers as the door wasn't available anymore in case of a real possible emergency evacuation.
How dumb do you
have to be?
Well, yeah, because the toilet is usually all the way in the back.
It's not even about the knowing where the toilet is, because I get those move around, right? It's just like they're not, they don't, it... You think that you have to open that to go take a pee?
Well, I wish right? they had that kind of door to keep that smell locked inside there, man.
Yeah, right?
It's mind-boggling.
It astounds me every day how stupid people are.
I mean, you have one or two Chardonnays. You got to go to the restroom.
This is pre-takeoff.
Oh, well, like you're not at the bar, sir. So what, four or five? Acting like you don't drink it.
I would never drink at the airport.
Transcontinental air flight.
Never.
Uh-huh.
What's amazing to me every time I'm at the airport is how much they charge for booze at the airport and how little people care about it. You're sitting at the bar and you hear somebody walk up and they're like, yeah, no, I'll take the big one. And then three shots of Jack Daniels. Where are you going, man? Good Lord.
Going back to Omaha. I've seen it all.
Some good news today as well.
What do we got?
You know how we talk about how it's a cruel trick that God has played on us, making broccoli taste like broccoli and chocolate taste like chocolate?
Uh-huh.
Why couldn't it be the other way around? Well, researchers at Oregon State have patented a new strain. Can you patent a strain of seaweed?
Sure.
Can you?
They've patented seeds now, man. It's
really?
Insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They sue farmers for, if it's just, I don't even want to get into it. It's
you didn't
ridiculous.
Invent this? God did.
Like it happened.
What are you talking about? It's
well,
nature.
Dave, we've patented this process of genetically modifying the seed.
Okay.
All right. So the researchers have patented a new strain of seaweed that tastes like bacon when it's cooked.
Nah.
The seaweed, a form of red marine algae, looks like a translucent red lettuce. It also has, get this, twice the nutritional value of kale and grows very quickly.
I mean, is kale really that nutritious?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
Yes, kale is
it tastes yep. gross.
Is it?
Nah, you don't like kale?
It has to be like in that chip form.
When I grew up, when I was working at the Lone Star Steakhouse and Saloon, and you were working
when
it out
when I
back,
was a boy,
kale was a garnish.
Yeah,
right?
They just put it on the plate to make it look more green along with all your greasy-ass baked potato and your overcooked ribeye.
But there's kale.
Maybe if they're getting real fancy, put a lemon on it. Or take an orange slice and then turn it.
You do that like that little ribbon.
That's how you know.
Look out. I have come to the right place for date night.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys ever wake up in the morning and just tell there's going to be tons of that's going to go wrong? Well, I mean, I guess for you guys, it wouldn't be tons of going wrong, more or less like your show being absent of content.
Message deleted.
Our show will never be absent of content when we have people calling us and bitching about how little content we have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
in your face.
We always have plenty of content. How we execute on that content.
Yes.
Yeah. That's where the problem begins.
It's like your teachers in grade school where they go, little David has so much potential. Does he, though? Does he?
Look at him.
Don't lie to me.
No, I don't. You idiot. No wonder you're teaching in this crappy middle school. So much potential.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So is it a deal breaker whenever a girl's mom is trashy? Because, I mean, I really like this girl, but, God, I don't know if I like her mom, man. She smokes and, just doesn't smell good. Just let me know.
Message deleted.
What, is that it?
That's the only smokes? Thing. I mean, it I don't know. It depends on
I get
how...
if you have, like, a personal preference that somebody not smoke, but if the whole thing that makes her trashy is that she smokes, like, just don't hang out with her when she's smoking.
Yeah.
Or stand too close to her.
That's
and you're just dating her daughter, so you don't have to be close to her at all.
You don't like share a bed with her, do you? Just stay away from her. It's not that bad.
Yeah,
pretty simple.
Out of the things to dislike somebody else's parents, you know,
there's lots of reasons why in-laws don't get along with people.
Yeah,
there's plenty of reasons.
That's a pretty easy one.
That you can get past that.
I would say, I don't know. I mean, if you have. I've never run into like a serious significant other or never had a significant I've never had a significant other with parents that I didn't get along with. I don't know how because I feel
I have.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like to
why didn't they like you?
Well,
did you treat their daughter?
No, I'd always treated her great, but it was, one of those relationships where she was finishing high school. It was my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. And so she was dating the college guy.
Okay.
And, you're only like a year apart.
Yeah, and she was also a crier. You know what I'm talking about? Were you ever in one of those relationships where anytime that there was an argument about anything,
she
would just break down and you're like, what are you doing? Stop that. But her dad would always see her crying and always assume that it's because I had done something terrible. I'm like, no, she's very emotional.
You should know this.
You're right. Like, you raised this girl.
This is your fault. You did
this.
I
hate you. But yeah, other than that. But no, I mean, look, there's lots of people that intentionally emulate their parents because they look up to them. But there's also a lot of people out there who know how annoying their parents are and intentionally act the opposite. So you just have to figure out where your girlfriend is.
And it also, like, where they stand on it. Like, are you going to make me come over for every single holiday? Or how involved are you with them?
Yeah, are we eating together, like, a couple of times a week or, like, once a quarter?
Because
you can deal with it once a quarter, right?
Maybe. We just do, like, Thanksgiving once
That's what I mean,
Christmas.
Though. Once a quarter, you blew it on Thanksgiving. There's no Christmas. We're not getting together again. Dang. Thanksgiving just 4 weeks ago, man.
Sorry. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Dave. What's one thing about your partner, Mahoney, that you just cannot stand? Something he doesn't even know he does.
Message deleted.
Nothing, man. Like, people ask this all the time. Like, Mahoney and I don't have problems with each other.
No.
Like, that's why this show, albeit fairly devoid of content and poor execution, has worked for the last 10 years.
You think people are so skeptical because it just sounds like, the chemistry's so good, so they want something bad to happen.
I don't think that's the problem.
I don't know what they think, but it ain't that. Let's just say this show has a lot of potential. Hasn't quite got there yet.
Oh. Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, you're not locked in a room with somebody for 4 hours every day for 10 years. This would have blown up years ago.
Maybe he'll change now that he's a married man.
Oh, yeah. Possibly.
Maybe.
Maybe.
You keep trying to make me change, Dave. See how that works.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Well, somebody in California just added $500 million to their bank account. There was a single ticket that was sold for the Mega Millions jackpot, which climbed all the way up to $530 million.
Wow.
The single ticket was sold in San Diego. The numbers were 17, 19, 27, 40, 68 with a mega ball of 2. The winning ticket was sold at Sorrento Deli Market, which is located a short walk from the famous Torrey Pines Golf Course. Okay. So probably an already rich person just got even more rich.
Well, you could now afford to live in San Diego with that $500 million.
Maybe.
Dollars.
Maybe.
Not worry about
in the outskirts.
Maybe. Maybe down in National City.
Cash option payout, 345.2. That's the cash option. $345.2 million.
Lop off another million for taxes, so you're still walking with over $250 million.
$250 million.
That's a good chunk.
Cash. After taxes.
After taxes.
After taxes.
Oh, my God. What do you do with all that money?
All the tacos.
Tacos.
Every taco on the planet.
I think about it all of the time. Like, what would I actually do?
Like, that amount of money in front of you.
I have no idea.
I would do nothing.
Like, if you actually just get $250 million in cash, what would you actually do?
I have no idea.
I'd light a million on fire and put it on YouTube and see how many hits I got.
Strong.
But see, but then
that's
you can see.
That's pretty good.
I bet I'll make $1 million in advertising revenue by doing that.
You think so?
Has anybody ever done that before?
No.
No.
I think that you'd probably get arrested for that.
Yeah.
Because you're not allowed to destroy currency, technically.
Yeah,
I think that would be such a dick move.
They're just going to arrest you out.
That they would throw the book at you. Yeah.
But I got all that money. I could get out of it. Yeah, everybody knows rich people don't go to jail.
Wouldn't that be hilarious, though, if you just got $250 million in cash, you pulled some dumb stunt like that, and you actually did go to jail, and you couldn't get out of it? Hilarious. So speaking of money, how about this? Frontier Bundles, a Utah-based internet service provider, said it is looking for one brave soul willing to give up their smartphone for a full 7 days in favor of a flip phone and offering $1,000 a week to do so.
Does the flip phone still have texting?
Yeah, probably.
Like
probably
the T9 texting?
Yeah. The ideal candidates are smartphone addicts, social media experts, and tech geeks. And bonus points go to applicants who have an active social presence or are willing to vlog about their experience.
How am I supposed to vlog with a
flip phone?
Yeah, you just go on your computer.
What, I got to get like carry around a camcorder with me?
Yeah.
This is pretty stupid. So they'll pay $1,000 if the person selected completes the challenge successfully. They'll also receive a survival kit that includes a roadmap, a pocket phone, like a pocket phone book.
Okay.
So that way you get your contacts, a notepad with a pen, and a pair of 1990s era CDs to make the flip phone experience extra nostalgic.
I'm good.
I was kind of on board until like they were going to give me a map. I'm not going to read a map. I need Google Maps.
Yeah, you realize like you don't even know really how to get around town that well.
Oh man, no, I can't like get those. Like those...
Forget traveling somewhere exotic and going on some adventure. Like, how do I get to the grocery store without Google Maps? What if there's traffic? How do I get around it? I just
what if
sit
they
here?
Close the roads?
Oh yeah, God,
I'm not going to know.
Yeah, I don't know. $1,000.
It's not that much.
I don't want, if I didn't have to do anything else, if I didn't have to blog and do all that other stupid stuff.
If you didn't have to do any work?
Yeah. If you just use the phone?
Nap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can make it a week without it for $1,000.
Kim Jong-un has executed one of his generals by throwing him into a piranha-filled fish tank. Is this real? Like, how is this real life?
This guy is...
that is
an evil, murderous dictator.
Oh, he's a good guy, Dave. He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
Wrong.
The general was allegedly killed inside of the giant piranha tank because he made Kim Jong-un mad for whatever reason. It's claimed the general had his arms and torso cut open with knives before being thrown into the tank.
Oh, my God.
Which was filled with hundreds of piranhas imported from Brazil. And sources claim the North Korean leader may have been inspired by the 1965 James Bond movie You'll Only Live Twice to pursue the gruesome execution method. So cool. Glad you're taking your cues from the evil villains of James Bond movies. The hell, man.
Like, what kind, like, how stupid
oh
is that?
Oh, my God. That is...
Hey, China, can you just do your thing and just... Nobody's going to say anything.
Just take him out.
Can
somebody... So he is thought to have killed at least 16 senior aides since succeeding his dead father.
Oh, my God.
And everyone thought that he was going to be all right. You're like, hey, this guy...
He's a fan of the Bulls.
He likes the Bulls and cheeseburgers, obviously.
Yeah.
he's going to be way better than his awful father. Yeah.
No, he's just an evil dictator who likes, you know, a basketball team from 25 years ago. And
you're a fan of Dennis Rodman.
That's basically it.
And you like curly fries.
Cool.
You're still an a-hole.
Yep.
I hope you die.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when Ian goes out to do dirty laundry, it's traditionally in a dicier part of town, a little bit sketchier place. The bar laundromat certainly has a reputation for having a lot of interesting characters outside of it. But that's not the case for Coffee House Confessions. You go to a perfectly normal, very nice Starbucks, the one down there by the Silverton.
Oh, definitely. The opposite end of the spectrum when it comes to clientele for this particular establishment.
You're too good for the bar laundromat. That's what's going on.
Absolutely
you got fancy.
Not.
You start making some money. You get some recognition. Next thing you know, you're highfalutin. You're in there. You're at a coffee house. Too good for Boulder Highway.
Drinking my matcha tea latte. Yes.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Actually.
But you will notice that even people hanging out at nice establishments, many times very well-to-do, also have a bunch of weird stuff that they've done in their life.
That's very true, and that's the case today with this soccer mom. She had a little bit of an incident at the Starbucks. Very, very unfortunate chain of events, but fortunately she did get some help. This Coffee House Confessions is a little dirty, but...
We're at the Starbucks, and I've met a wonderful lady. She's here with her daughter. She has a particular story about an incident with the bathroom. First and foremost, ma'am, how are you?
I'm good.
So tell me that story. Paint the picture for me.
I was here with my husband and my daughter. So, make a long story short, I'm a nurse, and I think I caught, like, a stomach bug or something, and I had to go to the bathroom really, really badly. I just had an upset stomach that day, and coffee didn't help, right? So I asked my husband, I'm like, oh, gosh, my stomach really hurts. Can you hold my purse for a minute? I had to go to the bathroom, and I was in there. I swear it was, like, the half an hour.
Oh, man, you were really doing some damage. You didn't hurt yourself in there, right? Half hour, that could do some, again, that could do some damage.
Yeah, it seemed like it was forever, and I still have my inside, so I guess I'm good. It was kind of embarrassing, but I had ran out of toilet paper, and I didn't have my phone because, of course, my husband had my purse. I had to wait even longer because nobody was in the bathroom to help me.
Help! Help! You just waited for someone to come in.
Yeah, I couldn't get up. I needed to clean myself up. I had to wait until somebody came to rescue me.
How was that interaction with the person who walked in? Please tell me they were at least nice.
They were totally nice. It was completely awkward, but I was like, hey, can you pass me some toilet paper? She handed it to me underneath the door. Oh my God, I don't know what I would do without her. I'd probably still be sitting there.
I'm so sorry that happened, but I'm glad you made it out clean and intact.
Yes, I did. I still have my insides, and I still love coffee, so we're good.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Who goes to the bathroom, especially number two, without their phone? That's not a shocking thing to me.
Monsters.
Gotta play Candy Crush.
No kidding, man. What are you doing in there?
We're back to the bar laundromat.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trap!
So, former Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz was shot this weekend. There's a number of stories that they came out that didn't really add up. First, they were saying it was a foiled robbery and he got shot in the leg. And then there was a video that was floating around that showed him sitting at a table, what looked to be like an outdoor patio seating area of some restaurant or club.
Yeah.
And some dude walking straight up behind him and pulling out a gun and just unloading one into his back.
Yeah.
You're like, that's different than a robbery. That is an assassination attempt. He didn't get shot in the leg. He got shot in the back. Why is there all this misinformation? The good news is that his father, who is down there in the Dominican Republic as well, told reporters that he is expected to make a full recovery. I guess the bullet missed all of the organs inside of his body.
Well,
what's going on?
Why?
So they had to remove part of his intestine, his colon, his gallbladder, and his liver was damaged too.
Oh. Well, then that's totally inaccurate.
Yeah.
Didn't damage any of his organs.
Why is there, like, this misinformation?
Because, well,
like,
what's... they're in...
That sounds terrible. It's like they hit everything.
They're in the Dominican Republic, so they're in a different, you know, they're obviously in a different country, so getting information out, especially when you're, it's something crazy like this. I saw a video shortly after this happened of them catching the guy who shot him and beating the hell out of him.
Yeah, beat him down.
Like, what are you doing? Like, and they're like... And I'm like, well, that's what happens when you randomly walk up to probably one of the most famous people from a country who's given a lot.
International superstar,
Dominican Republic.
Yep.
And you shoot them or you try to rob them, they're going to kill you or they're going to beat you senseless. We wish them a speedy recovery, but I mean, have part of your intestine, colon, and your gallbladder removed, man, he's lucky to be alive.
So Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger got hitched over the weekend. Chris Pratt's now 39, Katherine Schwarzenegger 29. They tied the knot in a lavish ceremony in California. It took place at an ultra-private ranch in Montecito. The surprise wedding comes after the glamorous couple were pictured at actor Rob Lowe's sprawling estate on Friday and thought to be having a wedding rehearsal. Guests at the wedding included, of course, Katherine's father, Arnold Schwarzenegger, her mother, Maria Shriver, and then Pratt's six-year-old son, Jack, from his first marriage with Anna Faris was also in attendance, from what they're saying. But supposedly a beautiful ceremony enjoyed by all.
Why do celebrities always get married so quick?
Because they can get divorced so quick and it doesn't matter at all. Most people have to deal with the ramifications of the embarrassment of telling their family. And,
sure.
You know, it's probably financially very difficult for a lot of people to get divorced. When you're rich and famous, like, everyone expects you to get divorced to begin with. And also... Mm-hmm. You're already rich and famous. Like, it doesn't matter. It's not like you're not going to be able to figure out how to make ends meet because you're losing the dual incomes.
At that point, that's what I don't get. If you're just, you know.
Because they get swept up in all the... You just got married this past weekend.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You should be, like, happy or at least...
I am happy. For me...
No, for Chris
Pratt. We took our time. It took 8 years.
How long did it take for Chris Pratt and...
Less than a year. They met in June of 2018.
It was like a year after.
And then was I don't even know if it was a year after he divorced. I feel like we Anna were just Faris. Talking about the Anna Faris divorce not too long ago.
Yeah, it was pretty quick. But whatever, man. Like, who cares? Who cares? Like, really? Like, that's the thing. Is everyone's going to judge. Like, you hear stories all the time. People that were like, oh, we were together for 25 years, and then they turned out to be a horrible person, and they were stealing money from my family. Other stories... We met, and then a week later we got married and we've been together.
I know, but
for the past 30 years, happily.
Anna Faris and Chris Pratt were just really cute together.
Yeah, I like
it. It makes me like Chris Pratt less.
Does it?
Yeah.
Why?
They don't seem as cute.
It just doesn't. He doesn't seem likable anymore. No. It seems kind of just douchey. I like Anna Faris more.
I don't think douchey, but...
Whatever. Chris Pratt's still awesome, man.
But, like...
He's funny. He's likable. Like, what, how does this change anything?
Is he funny and likable, or are his characters funny and likable?
He is funny and likable.
I don't know.
I mean, what makes... What about his relationship status would make you like him less?
It just does. I don't know. I'm just telling you, this is how I feel.
Because he just waited, doesn't seem as fun like Anna Faris.
If he waited 2 years, then you would like him more?
Maybe. No, probably not.
I don't know. It just
whatever.
Seems,
I doubt he's pining for your acceptance.
He should be.
You never know.
Quite the critic over here.
So
got a big following on Twitter.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't.
Do you?
So X-Men Dark Phoenix bombed at the box office, as expected. $14 million. Is what it brought in on Friday, making the lowest debut ever for any X-Men movie. Phoenix cost about $200 million to make, was initially projected to gross between $50 and $60 million, with the studio expecting a $40 to $50 million debut. Three-day tally, $46.1 million for the movie that actually came in number one at the box office, which is The Secret Life of Pets 2. This is a real... I mean, considering that you have Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones, Jennifer Lawrence... Michael Fassbender, McAvoy. I mean, there's some
a lot
big stars.
Of upcoming and you know, some already A-list stars on that. It's just poorly done. My guess is this is going to be the last that we see with these people. Even though they're all really good actors, it's just a really bad story. Fox could just never seem to get the X-Men movies right, in my opinion. The only one that was ever done right was Logan, and that was an R-rated movie, and that was basically just from the sheer willpower of Hugh Jackman getting that movie made.
Yeah.
So.
I did see The Secret Life of Pets 2 this weekend with,
what'd you think?
With my daughters. I thought it was terrible.
Really?
I actually liked the first Secret Life of Pets. Uh-huh. I thought that was, you know, funny plot line, well acted, a lot of good stars in it. Kevin Hart, Eric Stonestreet, who plays Cam on Modern Family. And then Louis C.K. was the main character, and they switched out Louis C.K., which it's like they're just changing out the main character in the movie, because it was Patton Oswalt that played him now, and Patton Oswalt's fine, but it
changed, like, the same character, just voiced differently?
Voiced differently. I didn't like that, but also the story just sucked. I mean, I get, like, I didn't go see it for me, for my kids, but, like, the first one was really good. This was just a total money grab.
Secret Life, it's actually getting not great reviews from the audience, or not great reviews from the critics at 55% fresh, but the audience is saying 92% fresh.
No way.
Whereas the opposite of the first one, I'm looking at 73% fresh from the critics and only 62% fresh.
Oh, man, the audience is stupid. What are they talking about? That's it's just a plot line stunk compared to
it. Made a lot of money. Made $47 million on the weekend. So that there's that. But it did cost, I mean, it's already made its money back worldwide, $97 million worldwide in the opening week. So I'm sure you'll get a Secret Life of Pets 3 that you'll get to go see, Dave.
So Gwyneth Paltrow forgot that she was in the Spider-Man movie. So Jon Favreau has a new cooking show called The Chef Show. I guess it's on Netflix. Ian watched some of it over the weekend, said it was categorically awful.
Oh, the worst Netflix show literally I've ever seen.
What made it so bad?
It's just so boring and bland, and Jon just does not know how to host.
I like Jon Favreau.
He's great, but yeah. He doesn't know how to host. There's really no interaction. There's no good content within the show, and the food looks gross, too.
Did you ever see his movie Chef?
No, I did not.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. That's why his love of cooking came from doing that movie.
Oh.
So what did she say now?
She was arguing with him that she was not in Spider-Man. And he was like, yes, you were.
We were actually doing it when we were filming Spider-Man. That was the first time. We just brought a film crew with us down to Atlanta, and we cooked at the Optimist.
Spider-Man?
And we had dinner. Well, yeah, we were in Spider-Man together. Remember we were on Spider-Man?
We weren't in Spider-Man.
Yes, we were.
Homecoming.
You were in Spider-Man.
No.
Yeah.
I was in Avengers.
No, you were in Spider-Man also. Remember Spider-Man at the end and Tom Holland's there and you're going to walk out and do a press conference and I give you the ring?
Yes.
That was Spider-Man?
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Come on.
Catch the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
You know when everything's fine, you just hear a song like you're supposed to, and then somebody goes, no, wait, have you ever heard it sounds like this? And then once you hear it that way, you can never unhear the song like that, or seeing things a certain way. I literally had never heard of the arrow in the FedEx logo before, and now I can't unsee it.
Really?
The Amazon logo, how it has, the little arrow goes from A to Z. You ever notice that?
Yeah.
When I was in I took a journalism class and they were talking about like PR and like marketing, all that. And they showed us like the FedEx and the Amazon. I'm like, oh, all right. And that's all I see now.
Did you not notice that the NBC logo was also a peacock?
Yeah, no, I got that one. Yeah.
Okay.
David on Facebook at David Mahoney said that Fergie looks like Carrot Top.
Oh, God.
You're right.
Oh, really?
Oh, you're so right.
Photo next to it. If you put Carrot Top's hair on her, that is Carrot Top.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Fergie.
Sarah said AJR burn the whorehouse down. So it's burn the whole house down, but she hears burn the whorehouse down.
We gonna burn the whole house down. Watch me standing in line. You're only serving lies. You got something to hide. We gonna burn the whole house down.
Damn you, Sarah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on 107.5. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what's something that you can't unsee once something gets pointed out to you? Totally different perspective from how you would normally see it. Like, for example, growing up, just the little coat hook. You know what I'm talking about? The little two prongs?
Uh-huh.
It looks like a drunk, angry octopus.
Oh, yeah.
And now every time that I see one of those after somebody pointed it out, I can't unsee it. Stacy said these lights that look like boobs.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Just a little, they cover the two light bulbs and they have a little thing that you screw in the middle. It looks like a
nipple.
It looks like a boobie. Of course, the Imagine Dragons, Thunder, very popular song.
We had a listener call in and point this out.
He said that his kid thought that they were saying fun dip in the song.
Fun dip song. And he's, what do you mean
fun dip song? No, he's talking about thunder, but it sounds like he's saying fun dip.
Thunder.
When you listen to it for Fun Dip, like you're like, how does that? It doesn't even sound like thunder anymore. Try to hear it as thunder now.
Thunder. Oh, I hear it's Fun Dip.
Dang it.
It's like that whole like Laurel Yanni thing. Remember, what was it, like a couple months ago, like
even
last year?
Even with the dress, you know? But this actually ruins a song that I otherwise liked.
Why would it ruin it for you? Fun Dip was awesome. You didn't love Fun Dip? Loved Fun Dip.
Lexus said the song Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. A friend told me the following joke and it ruined the song. A woman walks into a pet store and asks for a unique gift for her boyfriend. The clerk showed her a parrot named Chet. He said when you put a lighter under his foot, he sings a song. So he shows her and she asks what happens when you put the lighter between his feet. The clerk did not know, so the parrot sang Chet's Nuts Roasting on an Open Fire. And now that's all I can hear.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Oh, God. Can't wait for Christmas music to come back.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney. Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Now you can never unsee it once it gets pointed out to you. How about this one? Somebody said the Wendy's logo, it looks like she has the word mom on her collar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So she got like two little blue stripes on either side of a little circle thing in the middle. It looks like it spells out the word mom.
Okay. I'm not mad at that.
Yeah.
That one, that's not a bothersome one like the Tom Cruise middle tooth.
Yeah, so Tom Cruise does not have, you know how most people have the two front teeth, but like right in the middle is where the center of your face is.
Yeah, the split of your two teeth. Yeah, it goes up
he's
your
got,
nose.
He's got one center tooth.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got two center teeth, but one of them is perfectly centered with the middle of his face.
You could never unsee it.
Yeah.
It will ruin Mission Impossible for you.
This one about Anna Kendrick's. Someone said that her knees knocked together. My mother-in-law pointed out in one of the Pitch Perfect movies, and now that's all I can ever see.
Like, I saw a picture of it. I mean, it's not
Anna
the
Kendrick
worst thing.
Is plenty hot.
Yeah, she's, who cares?
Like, oh my God, her knees knocked together.
Knock them all you want.
Steve said, I can't unsee it now. Do you ever notice how sad all slot players look? People who are sitting in the slot machine. They just all look so sad.
That's me.
Yeah.
That is me.
And but it's true, though.
Yeah.
When I'm sitting there playing slots or Keno or whatever, I'm just like, why? Oh, no.
It's got to come.
Oh, boy.
It's coming.
Oh, boy.
Next one. Well, I should probably go
there
get some
goes
more
the
money.
Mortgage again. About Destiny's Child. Independent. Sounds like they're saying, I farted. Over
from the Charlie Angel soundtrack.
Yeah. So let's have a listen.
The shoes on my feet, I fart. The clothes I'm wearing, I fart. The rock I'm rocking, I fart. Cause I depend on me if I want it.
Now I can hear.
Oh, man. What are they actually saying there?
I bought it.
Yeah.
I bought it.
It's
I
like
got
the,
it.
The shoes even... I'm wearing. I bought it.
All right.
I fart. It's a better lyric anyway. Yeah.
The song, like a G6, sounds like they're saying like a cheese stick. Could hear that.
When was the last time anybody heard that song? I mean, that song's like 10 years old now at this point, right?
Oh, this one. Jennifer said lyrics to Tiny Dancer. I still sing Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, Tiny Dancer.
Nah.
Yeah, no, I totally hear Tony Danza.
I
mean, he's got a bit of an accent. Tony Danza.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That song is even cooler now if it actually is about Tony Danza.
That song was perfect to begin with.
It's even better now somehow. Mm-hmm. You had Tony Danza in.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Now it's been doubly ruined for me. So the whole thing with Tiny Dancer sounding like Tony Danza, that was from Friends. Somebody just texted us that was a plot line from Friends.
Oh, well.
How about the song Blinded Blinded by the Light?
Who sings that?
It's the Manfred Mann.
And his Rare Earth Band.
And his Rare Earth Band, yeah. It sounds like he's saying revved up like a douche in the night.
Blinded by the light. Revved up like a douche. Another runner in the night. Blinded by the light.
He's definitely saying douche, right? I mean, what is he actually saying?
The lyric is douche, revved up like a douche, another runner
that
in the night.
That doesn't sound like douche.
No, that is douche.
Douche.
There's an extra douche.
Yeah.
There's an extra deuce. Is like an S.
Yeah, that's a douche. There's a clear SH in there.
Rev up that douche. All
right. Rev it up, buddy. This one, Andy, this is kind of sad. Yesterday, I read the phrase, at some point in your childhood, you and your friends went outside to play together for the last time, and none of you knew it.
Oh, damn.
What?
Why would you?
Why would you?
What? Come on.
Why would you say that?
Why would you even do that to us, Andy? Damn it!
Craig said Metallica's Sad But True sounds like they're saying Sand Patrol. Let's have a listen.
Sad Patrol. I'm your dream, my history.
Oh, no way.
I'm your eyes while you're away. I'm your pain while you repay. You know what Sad Patrol.
Is that like a Paw Patrol, like over Sam Patrol. Middle East?
Oh, Sam Patrol!
It's a more aggro version of Paw Patrol. Yeah. My daughter's like, yeah.
Sam Patrol, I'm your dream.
Oh man, never gonna be able to unhear that one. Dan said, when you sit on the toilet, you're just a butthole connected to a citywide system of tubes connected to other buttholes.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
So there's just certain things that you can't unhear or unsee once they're pointed out to you. This one from a teacher, they said that the Vans logo looks a lot like the square root. And yeah, as a teacher, yeah. I love ruining the Vans logo for kids. It's just mean.
I feel it would be the square root of Ans. What is that?
Ian, you said the Alanis Morissette song, You Oughta Know.
You Oughta Know, yes.
It sounds like what?
With the cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
It's not fair to deny me of the cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
That's... It's what, cross-eyed bear?
Cross-eye bear, but it sounds like cross-eyed bear.
It is cross-eyed bear.
No, like cross you bear, yeah, like you're bearing a cross.
Is that the actual lyrics, or is it cross-eyed bear?
No, she's talking about having to bear a cross like it's a burden.
That's what she's...
Not like a bear with bad vision.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Wait, is she bearing a cross, or is it a stuffed animal that has crossed eyes?
No, it's carrying a cross. It's a cross that she has to bear, the burden that you put upon her.
Yes, Dave Coulier.
No, the cross-eyed bear.
Dave Coulier gave her a cross-eyed bear.
No, he did not give her a cross-eyed bear.
No, he
burdened her like Jesus. He had to bear a cross, not a wonky-eyed.
It's not fair to deny me of the cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
Yeah, cross-eyed bear that you gave to me.
You think she's mad because he took back like a stuffed teddy bear?
No, he gave that to her. It reminds her of the cross-eyed every time he looks at that cross-eyed bear.
It's like a bootleg Teddy Ruxpin. Like, what are you talking about?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
What kind of animal only puts peanut butter on one side of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? Something is not right there.
Message deleted.
What?
What kind of animal only puts peanut butter on one side of the peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
No, I heard them. Everyone. What are you talking about? You put peanut butter on both pieces of bread?
No.
No.
Jelly on one, peanut butter on the other?
Yes.
Who?
What, Andy?
Peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Otherwise, it's a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Well, I double up on the jelly, so I put the jelly on both sides.
How do you do it?
Carefully. That's how you do it.
Seems like too much work.
It's a great reward, though.
Why don't you just put more on the other side?
Because then it's on you. Damn it, Mahoney!
See his face.
Too much peanut butter on a PB&J just is the worst, though. It ruins it.
No, but too much jelly too. Like it's all it's too gooey.
It's a balance.
It just drips out all over the place too.
Yeah. I would rather have too much peanut butter than too much jelly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Also, trying to spread jelly on top of peanut butter, that just feels like
a nightmare.
Yeah, a recipe for disaster.
Madness.
Yeah.
It's a tried and true formula. Peanut butter on one side, jelly on the other. Don't mess with it. Although, I would encourage you to grill it. Because a grilled peanut butter and jelly.
I've never had one of those.
You've never had one?
I've never had a deep fried. I heard deep fried is pretty good, too.
I don't think I've had a deep fried.
I had a deep fried grilled.
Ooh.
Grilled. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Grilled is
so
good.
That peanut butter is so just gooey.
But it's extra work, though.
It's extra work.
Yeah. It doesn't matter, but it's a treat.
I mean, it doesn't matter. That's what it all matters. That's why I'm 250 pounds. It's because it's... extra work.
Oh, you're down to 250? Congrats.
Have any of you taken a long-distance trip? Do you think it's worth it for the experience, or do you think you just wind up, like, hating it?
Message deleted.
Depends who you're with and where you're going.
Yeah. I think I would hate it, though.
I feel like that's the litmus test for whether or not you should be with somebody long term. If you dislike traveling with them, mm-hmm. you probably are just going to dislike being with them.
If you can't travel together, I feel like within the first 3 months, like or right around the 3 month mark of dating somebody, I feel like you need to take at least a weekend trip together. Because
get in the car and drive a few hundred miles and just see how it goes.
And then spend the weekend.
Yeah.
And if you can't get through that, you are not going to get through
anything else.
Marriage or a long-term relationship. It's just, I don't know.
Have you ever been with anyone that you hated traveling with?
Not really. I didn't travel a whole lot before my current fiance.
That's true.
So, I mean, I think we do. We love traveling together. Once a month, we drive to Disneyland, mm-hmm. And that's a pretty...
At least once a month, yeah.
At least once a month.
Sometimes more, yeah.
And back in the same weekend, and we like the road. Like, we like talking, it catches us up, that sort of thing, Listen to podcasts, listen to music, that sort of thing when we're in the middle of nowhere. But it is a must. I don't think... How do you have a relationship with somebody you can't travel with?
Yeah, I mean, I dated somebody that would overplan everything. You ever been on a trip with somebody like that? Like, there's just, you're like, I don't even feel like I'm on vacation anymore because, like, it's all just an itinerary. Yeah. Like, I'm just, just go, go, go. Like,
you're not enjoying the moment. You're thinking about what's happening.
What's next? Are we on schedule? We're getting here.
But there is something to be said about having
a loose itinerary. Yes. I'm fine with. Like, hey, we should do this sort of thing today. Or let's plan an excursion for this day where you go out and do something.
But not when you have, like, an actual
every
schedule.
Every single thing is planned out.
Hour by hour. Like, if we don't plan something, all I'm going to do is sleep.
Yeah, my honey needs some structure in his life.
Yeah, a little bit. Also, I've driven 1,400 miles in 24 hours, and I will not recommend that. I would not recommend it.
You got all geeked out on, what was it, Monster Energy drink?
I drank like 5 Monster
Energy. Oh, my God.
And then I almost fell asleep. I'm like, we drove from Las Vegas to Houston, and then when I got to Houston, I was like, oh, I'm here. And then, like, your endorphins kind of, like, settle down and all that sort of stuff, and then I realized that Houston has the worst traffic in Texas.
Yeah.
And it took me 2 more hours.
Almost fell asleep.
On the highway because the traffic was so bad and not moving.
You make it all the way to Houston and then just drive into the median.
Yep.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney's married. Now, you guys have spent a lot of time, countless hours with him without wanting to kill him, or at least without actually killing him. What word of advice would you have for Mahoney for their wedding?
Message deleted.
Ian, we'll go to you first. What piece of advice do you have for the newly married Mahoney?
Ooh, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. There's no such thing as bad days, just good days and great days. Love each other like you love yourself.
Will you stop reading the inspirational posters you've hung up in your office over there and just give them something real?
I don't know what to tell them. It's Mahoney.
Oh.
What?
Wow.
What? It's advice.
Oh, man.
What? I'm just be careful.
That's way too real.
This is the Dave Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Nah, I'm married now.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's going to get worse from there.
Oh, because you've really been keeping it high and tight.
Yeah. Just wait to watch me go off the rails.
Oh, God, no.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
Well, this poor lady comes home after a hard day at work and realizes, hey, wait a minute, my driveway is missing.
What?
How does that happen?
A woman named Michelle Wright came home Tuesday night and found that her driveway was missing. She pulled up to her house and noticed the whole thing was gone. Felt a big bump where the driveway was supposed to be, and witnesses saw two men digging up 300 square feet of bricks while she was gone for the day. Thieves just loaded the bricks into a pickup truck, and it really wasn't that suspicious because there were other workers building a farm on her property. The driveway was taken, and this is where she really adds to the story. But she said that her fine jewelry and the money she stores under her mattress were untouched. Hey, Michelle, sweetie. Perhaps you don't want to let people know that you store a bunch of cash under your mattress.
Yeah, don't say that.
Unless you're being facetious, don't bring it up, perhaps, because now they're going to come back.
Also, doesn't it seem like a lot of extra work to dig up the bricks to steal them? Why don't you just go steal them from like a
brickyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to, like, that's like double the work.
Yeah.
Also, like, what is the value, like, of bricks? Like, are they that expensive?
Like, I mean, I assume it's like a paver type situation.
Yeah. That's what you do in a driveway.
You know, I mean, you can get, if it's a long driveway, it could be a couple $1,000 worth of bricks.
Okay. So a 54-year-old transient by the name of Victoria Morley went to one of those axe throwing places. You guys seen those, right?
Yeah. They're becoming all sorts of popular, Dave.
Only she showed up with a couple of machetes.
Are you
about 5:30? You're not.
No. It's not you don't machete throwing.
No. It was about 7:30 p.m. on Friday, and she showed up with the two machetes, and she told the crowd that she had killed over 100 people with those machetes.
Did they immediately throw axes at her and kill her?
Like you should have.
The worst place ever to like try to rob and or threaten everyone.
Like maybe if you had
literally
a gun.
Everyone has a pint in one hand and an axe in the other. What are you
doing? Things get dicey.
And they're already throwing them.
Yes. They've been doing target practice until you showed up.
Like, is this the bonus? Dummy? We paid extra for this? Oh, hell yeah.
Run, bitch. She did threaten to kill the manager. She was arrested without incident, though, and charged misdemeanor disorderly conduct and violation of probation because, of course, she was on probation. A 55-year-old man from Largo was arrested and accused of stealing numerous pieces of patio furniture and other outdoor items during the last 6 months.
I don't blame him.
So this 55-year-old guy, you don't blame him because it's so expensive?
Dude, have you ever bought patio furniture?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Like, patio furniture is like that and weddings. For whatever reason, those sorts of things are the two most expensive things in the world.
Deputies say he snuck into people's yards at night, and they tracked him down using surveillance footage. But here are some of the items that he stole. You ready for this?
Okay.
At least 4 patio umbrellas, multiple patio tables, a love seat with a canopy and cushions.
Nice.
5 metal decorative fish, a decorative alligator, a large clay pot, a hammock, a wall clock, various mechanical tools, 4 palm plants, a wicker patio box filled with pool equipment, a John boat from a bait shop, and numerous tools and other equipment.
I bet his backyard is popping right now.
Yes, it is.
No tiki torches?
No tiki torches?
What are you doing? You too good for that?
Tiki torch is actually pretty cheap, though. Maybe he just went and bought
maybe
those.
Bought, maybe
you're like, I don't have enough money for a John Boto wicker patio box and a large, actually 5 large decorative fish.
Those decorative fish, man.
Why would you ever need 4 patio umbrellas? Like
You want a lot of shade.
You can only sit in one place at one time,
well,
man.
You spread it out. You got several people, you know. There's different parts of the backyard.
Each corner, you got a little different patio.
A little bit of shade going on there. Probably the any value was assigned to this?
No value.
Obviously,
was assigned
it's a felony.
To
it. Yeah, over $500. But that sounds like a good like $12,000 worth of stuff.
Sure.
When they found him, he also had 39.5 grams of marijuana on him, which seems like a whole lot of marijuana.
Who steals patio furniture when they're high?
Maybe this guy just got everything all set up. He bought all the weed and was going to have like the best party ever.
Best barbecue. Not anymore.
Were you ever at a party where somebody threw the patio furniture into a pool?
So it wasn't the patio furniture. You've been to Cracker Barrel before, those like white rocking chairs.
Yes.
So I had a friend, he's you know, rich kid, way too much money, would always get really messed up and then do stupid stuff at his house when his parents were out of town because they would travel a decent amount. They owned like a bunch of restaurants and so they'd pretty well to do, but his mom had a bunch of those white rocking chairs on the back patio and he got all messed up and started chucking them into the pool. Only those things are pretty heavy.
Yeah.
And he kept throwing them short of the pool.
Uh-oh,
and they would
break?
Shatter into 1,000 pieces. Like, I'm going to get it on this one. No, you're not, Ryan. You idiot.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
No! Why did you do that? Why?
Why did you do that, Terry?
There is a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant, the middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare. A person which we call Karen. This is the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
All of these reviews are taken from Yelp. All of them 100% real. Real establishments, real people, real Karens. All of the Karens are different.
Today, but they're all the same.
In so many ways they are. Today we will introduce you to 4 different Karens.
Oh my.
4 different establishments, and we'll start in Denver, Colorado. This is a place called the 49th. Never heard of it before, but I'm sure it's lovely. Devin said, the service is great. They're always very busy, but the wait staff is friendly, very quick, and they'll tell you what their favorite things are on the menu, which
is a nice
way to order, right?
Like a recommendation.
Yeah.
JP said, fantastic, with all of those A's in there. Never had a bad experience here. exceptionally friendly bar staff, and damn good food.
Ooh, okay. Right. Sounds like the 49th is the place to be when you're in Denver, Colorado.
And then Karen D. comes in. One out of five stars. Shake machine broken again. Unacceptable. All caps. On top of that, the employees are all mean. Never coming back. I'll take my business back down the street to McDonald's.
Karen,
oh.
I hate to tell this to you.
McDonald's is shake machine is broken too.
Yeah, always. You just want a McFlurry and it's broken.
It's always broken.
It's not broken. They just don't want to make you a McFlurry.
What?
This one is entitled Panera Bread from Iowa.
Okay.
DN said 5 out of 5 stars. Food is fresh and delicious. Service is fast and the staff is always friendly.
Okay.
Panera, one of my favorite restaurants. Mm-hmm. Jordan. Nice. Said 5 out of 5 stars. Panera is legit. I grew up on the East Coast, and getting that genuine sourdough bread was some mythical thing that only seemed to exist in Northern California. Somehow they figured out how to get us all the legit sourdough bread.
I mean, sourdough bread's everywhere.
And then Karen P. shows up.
Oh, boy.
Ordered food to go. Sandwich was not how I ordered it. The manager was arrogant and very unkind in handling the situation. He asked if I wanted a refund or new food. But you can't undo what you did. And then we go to all caps. Attention, people working with food. Food is a blessing to the body temple. If you do not like yourself or your job, do not work in food.
How dare he offer me a refund
or new food?
Food is a blessing to the body's temple!
Karen, those are totally acceptable things to offer you. If you're angry about your food, new food or a refund is all you can hope for.
Yes. Sorry they put mayo on your sandwich.
This one from Einstein
Brothers Bagel. I know it's probably too spicy for you.
A little much. South Bend, Indiana. 4.5 out of 5 stars for this Einstein Bros Bagel.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Tim Kim K looks like a shared account here. They both agree, though, that... Pretty good. 4 out of 5 stars. Not big bagel eaters, but we go here often. They're an excellent sandwich place, and they make great sandwiches with a nice balance of taste and nutrition.
Dude, you know you messed up in your relationship when you have to have a joint Yelp account.
Yeah.
It's
one thing if it's Facebook or Instagram, but if you can't have a separate Yelp account...
You messed up.
Jen A. from Niles, Michigan. 5 out of 5 stars.
What's her name? Jen A. or...
Jen A. 5 out of 5 stars. Great place, friendly employees, awesome selection of bagels, and they even have a drive-thru.
Okay.
Isn't that nice?
Well, that's convenient.
And then Karen shows up.
Which Karen is this?
It just says Karen. There's no last initial. Yeah. No greeting. No eye contact. No thanks. I asked for a mini bagel, and this is what's so awesome, that was stacked inside of a tiny jar on the counter. It was inedible. When I complained to the cashier, she informed me that I'd asked for a dog bagel. That was when she pointed to the jar that I did not see. I did not know that they were for canine consumption. She thought it was for my dog. God damn it! Did you see me come in here with a dog? No! She was in the car! These people are idiots. Sailing bagels can't be that hard.
Did she say sailing?
Yeah, she's misspelled everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was good.
Okay, we have one more. This is Baby Back's Good Grill in Louisville, Kentucky. Okay. 4.5 out of 5 stars.
Okay,
good rating. Dwayne said 5 out of 5. I tried just about everything on the menu, but I couldn't find myself going back for anything but the Big Back's Attack Sandwich. The items on this sandwich individually seem like they may not be too much, but there's something magical that happens when you put them all together.
Big Back sandwich, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne likes them Big Backs.
Yes, he does. Crystal from Louisville. 5 out of 5 stars. Very good food. All homemade. I don't know if there's such a thing as soul food barbecue, but if there is, this place is it.
Okay.
And then Karen comes in from Louisville. Just left this location, and I left pretty pissed off. They did not have rib tips, and when I told them that my 64-year-old mom had trouble eating the ribs, an older lady began questioning the story. How dare she? Her time in hell will come. Try somewhere else.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
Go to hell for questioning a story about ribs?
Her time in hell will come. Jesus, Karen.
It's Top Stories. Here's what's making news.
Welcome back to the Chiffin Boy.
Mahoney, you betting on the NHL finals? Because the St. Louis Blues had a chance to close it out last night at home in St. Louis. Uh-huh. Did not do so. The Bruins just pretty thoroughly whooped up on them 5-1. Arguably the Bruins, a better team on the road even this year than they are at home. But it's now 3-3. Comes down to one final game. It's going to be happening Wednesday, I believe, right?
It's game number 7. It all happens there.
Back in Boston.
So, if the Blues win, this will be the first time in NHL history, or I don't know if it's all sports, but I know NHL history for sure, that any team has played 6 or more games in every round of the playoffs.
Wow, that'll be something.
So that is a lot of extra games on them, but been exciting, I would say, playoff season, or, you know, so far for hockey, and it's been a good series here between Boston and St. Louis.
Be curious to see how the NBA finals round out as well, but it looks like the Raptors going to win, and almost like Golden State's just sort of given up, you know?
They keep talking about KD coming back. Is he going to come back today? I don't think so. I mean, we'll see. It's been a rough series for Golden State. If they could somehow come back from a 3-1 deficit, this kind of erases that memory of when the Cavs did it against them.
So, Las Vegas area homes are appreciating at their lowest rate in the past 7 years. That's according to numbers released last week from the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. For May and for the third consecutive month, median existing home prices in Southern Nevada continue to hover around the $300,000 mark. The year-over-year increases of just under 2% from May of 2018 represent the smallest bump since May of 2012. So home prices in the area have generally been rising since 2012 before retreating in recent months. The median home price reached $300,000 for the first time in September and stayed around that mark. Since then, the median price for an existing home in Southern Nevada peaked at $315,000. That was back in June of 2006 before the bottom dropped out.
Just so long as it's going up, we're good. It doesn't need to go up at an exponential rate, because that leads to some big, big problems down the road.
Listen to this. Local home prices hit a post-recession floor of $118,000 back in early 2012. Now it's at $300,000.
Yeah.
It was $118,000.
And that's only 7 years ago. 6-7 years ago. I mean, we saw the May jobs report come out, too. That was a little light at only 75,000 jobs. I mean, still, jobs are being created as opposed to jobs being lost. But things may be slowing down.
They're saying that a lot of people obviously still coming through Las Vegas, though. And if we get to the point where there's 60 million passengers that are coming through Las Vegas over the course of a year, that it would mean that they would consider building another airport here. So right now, Las Vegas Airport McCarran is on track to surpass the 50 million passenger mark going through its gates. If it gets to 60 million,
that's a lot more people.
It's a lot more people. And they don't think it's going to happen anytime in the immediate future. They're saying sometime in the next decade or maybe even two,
okay.
60 million people. But that could obviously create the need for another airport. Look, as somebody that's traveled a decent amount, flown a lot through a bunch of different airports around the world,
McCarran
is one of the best.
Yep.
It really is.
You get through TSA pretty quick. You know, it's easy to get yourself around. The transportation between terminals is easy. You know, I mean, obviously, when you live in a city that is built on tourism, that
you have to get that right.
You get it right. And McCarran does. The thought was, we saw this about a year ago, where they were thinking about opening up a new airport. It would be south on the 15, like south of the M.
Yeah.
Like down that way, which
it's fine.
I mean, there's plenty of space out there, so you could build some major stuff, but we'll see. It's a little bit more of a hike flying into there and then getting yourself up to the strip.
Yeah, but I mean, it's also a pretty straight shot, too.
Yeah.
You know, just to hop on the 15 and...
Yep.
So a Las Vegas woman, speaking of the TSA, is very upset. She is actually suing after she said that she got, it was inappropriate what TSA did to her at the Tulsa International Airport on Mother's Day. An implant in her hip set off the metal detector. She said that she agreed to be pat down by a TSA agent. During the search, the agent found a common feminine hygiene product that she was wearing underneath her clothes. The woman says that the TSA agents then took her to a private room and asked her to strip down and expose her junk. The lawsuit says that they instructed her to remove the feminine hygiene product. Super.
Oh, my gosh.
Rhonda is the woman's name, said that she is suffering severe emotional distress and says the search violated her rights. The TSA issued the following statement about the lawsuit. Due to pending litigation, we cannot comment on the specifics of this case. TSA does not conduct strip searches and is committed to ensuring the security of all travelers while treating passengers of all ages with dignity and respect.
Really? That sounds like dignity and respect right there. Like, stripped down.
Look, TSA. You don't treat anyone with dignity and respect. You berate everyone as they walk through the line. You treat everyone like garbage. Just say that. Be like, we treat everyone like garbage, but we didn't make her show her hoo-ha. That would be it. That's how you... make everyone believe you. Not like, oh, we treat everyone. No, you're over there patting down children that are walking through metal detectors. 90-year-old
grandmothers in wheelchairs. Man, it is...
so stupid.
It is so dumb. It is security theater. That's what it is.
With a bunch of bad actors.
Yeah, 100%. I hope Rhonda gets paid.
A Texas man won a pretty good chunk of change while playing 25-cent Wheel of Fortune downtown Las Vegas this weekend. Ronnie Burnett of Midland, Texas, won $217,542.
Son of a bitch, Ronnie!
And 85 cents.
You're a son of a bitch.
On the machine of the Golden Nugget. On Friday, somebody who was unidentified also was playing 25-cent Wheel of Fortune and hit for over $326,000 at Caesar's Palace.
And why can't this ever be us?
With all of the money and time invested in all of in those stupid slot machines, never.
All your focus, your attention.
And not even
nothing.
Not even like a small jackpot for, you know, like compared to $326,000, you know, like winning a couple $1,000s would be landmark for me. Never happens. Mm-mm. Instead,
I just want to get a spin and it always lands on 20.
The 20. Why you got to tease me? I see the 1,000.
Right next to
it. It's right next to it.
Just go one click over.
Come on, man.
One click.
It's one click.
Just once.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Tipsy or toddler?
Joel is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Joel, it'll amaze you just how similar the things that are said between a child and a drunk person are with just the words. Your job is to figure out which one is which. Today we have a total of 5 things that were said either by a child or a person that's had too much to drink. Tipsy or toddler, you're trying to figure out which one is which. Your chance to get set up today if you're able to get at least 3 out of these 5 correct, okay?
All right.
Good luck to you. Mahoney, without further ado, please take it away.
Number 1. I don't know. Sounds terrible. Oh, it was the worst. Oh, 100%. It was like the whole thing. Yeah, I like to get it. Work, like worked it.
Is that a tipsy person or a toddler, Joel? Good luck.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with tipsy.
Tipsy is shockingly correct. Well done. Let's have a listen.
I don't know.
Sounds terrible.
Oh, it was the worst.
Oh, 100%.
It was like the whole thing. Yeah, like to get it worked, like worked it.
Okay. All right,
buddy. One for one.
All right, here we go on to number 2.
If we're out of squash at airports, go out there and bring dots. Tots, balls, let anyone cross. Wait a minute. I digress.
Tipsy or toddler?
That's toddler for sure.
Yeah, 2 for 2. I would have got that wrong just because the I digress.
Yeah,
at the end.
Like
what
toddler knows that word?
Ian, how did you even transcribe that, man? That was unbelievable.
Carefully and with a lot of time, Dave.
All right, 2 for 2. Joel, that means that you can win it if you get this third one correct. Here we go. Talk to meat is gone. For this long in the Appalachians, kissing a mountain man, I'll low that. Awesome.
Is that a tipsy person or is that a toddler?
Oh, no, this one's... tipsy
for
the win is Correct, you did it.
Oh, dang.
Let's have a listen.
Long to be this gone for this long in the Appalachian, kissing a mountain man. I'll allow that. Awesome.
Okay. Way to go, man. You nailed it.
Awesome.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X
107.5. It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
Almost 2,000 women in Ireland got totally naked and went swimming. It's the annual Strip and Dip. It's a cancer charity swim. Good for them, man. About 1,800 women stripped off on a beach in Ireland to help the fight against cancer. The mass skinny dip included women of all ages, from teenagers to pensioners, and it's something that happens every year. Cancer survivors stood with women still battling the disease. Sisters, cousins, friends, work colleagues also joined in. Now in its seventh year, charity has raised almost $800,000 in total. So over $100,000 a year. This year they are raising money for Pink Tie, Ireland's national children's cancer charity, which is pretty awesome.
That's good.
Yeah.
That is, once we can finally beat cancer, man, that has affected, everybody in some way, shape, or form. But that's when the future, I feel like we will officially be living in the future.
When we would have beat cancer?
When we beat cancer.
Cure for cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Move on to some more, get that done, and then maybe we as a people can all go, you know what? People are pretty good. Let's stop just, yelling at each other.
Let's stop hating each other for no reason at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be nice.
So, couple of weird things that popped up. Do you guys see the story about the earthquake in Cleveland?
There's an earthquake in Cleveland.
A 4.0 magnitude earthquake in Cleveland.
God.
Now, in California, that wouldn't even register really to people that live in California, but it's pretty strange in Cleveland. But Ohio is pretty up in arms about something totally unrelated to that earthquake. An Indiana company is raising the ire of its neighbors in the Buckeye State with its marketing of an unscented Ohio candle. With the description, not much to see, not much to do.
Oh.
The candle is being sold online by a Fort Wayne company called Simple Nature. The Ohio State Tourism Agency director took rather offense to the description. The tourism agency came up with a list of Ohio scents that people might enjoy, including summer breezes at Marblehead on the lake and the stadium mustard at Cleveland's Progressive Field.
What?
Okay.
Stadium mustard?
So stupid.
That sounds awful. Also, it would be funnier if it wasn't coming from a city in Indiana, right?
Yeah. The owner of Simple Nature says he's a one-person company, acknowledges that he might be projecting his insecurities of being a Hoosier on Ohio. So it's just one dude trying to get some press, and it worked because it's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, it is.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I'm not mad at that. If you're wondering what a 4.0 earthquake feels like, it feels like a large truck passing by.
All right.
Oh.
Thanks.
Huh.
So that's
what I don't know.
So, it's not bad. It's not bad, but
it's not significant.
Wichita Falls police arrested a woman and charged her with aggravated assault, family violence, and she reportedly took a few swings at her boyfriend over an argument involving a Big Red soft drink. Have you guys ever even heard of Big Red before?
Yeah. Yeah, normally
Big Red the gum?
It's a gum, but they have another. It's not. I don't think it's the same company, but there is a Big Red soft drink. You see it at all those anytime you go to a place that has barrels of taffy. You know what I'm talking about? Anytime you're in a tourist area that has taffy that they're selling. You you look into the soda thing, and then there's all these weird brands of soda.
You stop at a bunch of weird rural gas stations.
I like taffy.
All right.
Okay.
Ian,
you know what I'm talking about.
You seek out the taffy.
Don't act like this isn't crazy.
I like taffy.
Who doesn't like taffy?
You guys.
You get to fill as much as you want into a bag for 4 days.
Hey. I like taffy.
I'm not sharing my taffy with you sons of bitches.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I can't bring myself to spend more than like $20 on anything. Do any of you have a price thing like that?
Message deleted.
No, I'm terrible with money. Next.
Yeah, I'm pretty bad too.
I guess it depends on what it is. I have a real problem with paying like valet parking charges in Las Vegas. Yeah. Like I can walk into a casino and somehow I'll talk myself into, it's okay to put a few hundred dollars into the slot machine and a minuscule chance because it's entertainment. You know, I'm enjoying this. But when they charge me $16 when I'm leaving, I'm furious.
I'm kind of weird because if I go to Walgreens and I'm looking at makeup and it's like, say, $15, $20, I'm like, ooh, that's expensive. But if I go to Sephora and I find something like foundation or whatever and it's like $20, I'm like, oh, that's pretty cheap.
Do you ever find yourself talking yourself into buying the most expensive thing because you think it's going to be the best?
Always.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the worst. If
I ever created a product, just make it the most expensive thing and people will buy it because they'll just assume that it's the best. It's not. Same crap.
Well, but maybe it is better, Dave. There's maybe some skill and craftsmanship. That's why they charge a premium.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to buy something twice. That's where my hang up is.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to buy something two times that, like, if I buy the lesser version, then I'm going to have to buy it again because I've gotten, you know, I wanted to upgrade later on or something along those lines. I just want the best out the box. It's really
I'm just bad with money.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Are these hydro flasks the real deal, or is this just some other crazy fad that's going to be gone in 6 months? I mean, do they actually work that well?
Message deleted.
Yeah, I mean, so hydro flasks are just water bottles. They're insulated water bottles. Like, for example, I don't know if you would call this a hydro flask, but this is, it's like a coffee mug, right?
It's like similar.
Is that the one like
the double vacuum seal? The whole idea is that it's supposed to keep your beverage of choice at the temperature that you want.
Yes.
Because it's much more effective at doing
that. It is the best. I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I love my little coffee mug thing.
Because, like, if I leave this in the car and it's like 120 degrees out, it's still going to be
cold the whole time, really.
Does your coffee stay hot the entire time?
My coffee will stay hot in this pretty much. I don't even think this is like a real hydro flask. I just think this is just an insulated coffee mug.
Yeah.
And, it'll keep my coffee at least warm throughout pretty much the entire day.
I didn't think that they were a new thing. I thought, you know, I don't know. I think they haven't these things been around for
a couple of years.
They've just gotten trendier recently because
they're selling them at Target now.
Well, they're selling them at Target, but also the environmental impact. You know, the idea instead of just like constantly using water bottles over and over again, you can put, you know, your beverage of choice in this, and it stays cool all day, so you don't always have to go to the fridge and get another cold ice water out of that in a plastic bottle that you're going to toss out.
Shut up, hippie.
It's not me.
What?
I love ruining the ocean.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Remember from last night? Woo!
Message deleted.
So I assume that came in at some point over the weekend, probably Saturday, because on Friday night, we were all at OBC Thursday and Friday night, and it was an awesome time.
It was much fun.
I really think the Catfish and the Bottlemen are one of the most underrated rock bands. Like, as far as their performance, it reminded me very much of like a Cage the Elephant show because it was just that high energy.
Yeah.
And the crowd really got into it. And I was surprised.
Because you missed Grandson.
I did miss Grandson.
That's why. Grandson was the best. Both nights.
You don't know that because you skipped Catfish and the Bottlemen.
I was tired.
Yeah, you were tired, so you left, so you don't even know.
Ex-Ambassadors.
Ex-Ambassadors.
They were awesome.
They were good.
They were more soulful than I expected Ex-Ambassadors to be. I'd seen them before, but it was at the beach at Mandalay Bay. It's outdoors. Yeah,
I mean, the sound there wasn't as good.
Yeah, no, I mean, this show, you're like, man, like,
but
Ex-Ambassadors are really, really good.
Yes. Yeah,
Ex-Ambassadors are good, but Grandson
probably
stole
the show.
Yeah.
You don't know that because you didn't see the headliner.
I've seen the headliner.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Oh, yeah? Where'd you see Catfish in the Bottlemen before?
At Life is Beautiful.
That doesn't count.
Totally
different scenario.
That doesn't count.
And an outdoor show. It's just not the same.
I'm telling you, Grandson is the truth, man. That guy, if you have not seen him live, he's got some stuff with like Tom Morello
talks
working.
Like that.
I do.
I like Taffy.
Oh, just
he's
because.
The truth.
Hey!
If you, three out of the four of us
guys,
here all agree that Grandson stole the show.
I like Taffy. You see?
Taffy.
I like the Taffy.
I'm not sharing my Taffy with you. You're too good for it.
I can't even have any of my Taffy. I just
You're
like
too
it.
Good for it.
Hey, Dave.
Sylvia?
I like Taffy.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
You're all dumb.
That's my favorite thing ever now.
You're dumb.
You're dumb.
Taffy!
You like the saltwater taffy or the...
I like it all.
Yeah?
I like
Do they
it
have freshwater taffy?
I don't think
I
don't
so.
It's just saltwater taffy?
Tap water. I like tap water taffy. I'm a man of the people.
Tastes kind of like dirt and sadness.
Hose water taffy.
Do kids still drink out of hoses?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Man, our parents were reckless, irresponsible with our health.
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So Canada is going to ban single-use plastics as early as 2021. So on that list of things that you would suspect, single-use trash bags, straws, cutlery, plates, stir sticks, things like that.
Well, you've seen like the rise of like those metal straws, those paper straws.
Yeah, the paper straws suck.
I have a metal straw.
I don't like the paper straws.
Metal straws are actually pretty good.
Are they?
Yeah, they just like they're in a little.
Do you bring it with you?
It's in my wife's purse.
Oh, first time using the wife.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
first time using the wife when actually it means the wife. You've been saying wife for like 3 years, screwing up. I mean, fiance, whatever. Now, if I could get in a metal straw that extended like an extended baton, like a cop.
Kind of what it does.
You have to fold it.
I'm totally on board there. Yeah, if I could like pull it out like it's a switchblade or nunchucks or something.
Tanya Harding somebody with that thing. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I get why people are doing this. Over in Europe in 2018, in October, I believe, of last year, they outlawed single-use plastics. It is kind of annoying if you want to just, you know, like not, if you have people over to your house and you don't want to dirty up a whole bunch of dishes, having the single-use plates and the plastic silverware and things like that.
You know, the paper or the cardboard and those things break down. That's, you know, the plastics just never break down. That is, you know, that's the problem we have. You know, they're talking about like everything that we drink and eat and how much microplastics are in us. I don't know. I mean, I feel, you know, there's nothing that we can do like this very second, but we can try to move forward in something a little bit smarter, I guess.
So the idea of, you know, like we're out this weekend and my wife ordered a drink and she likes a straw in her drink. Mm-hmm. And the bar that we were at didn't give straws with the drinks. But if you did ask for one, they would just pop it right in there.
Yeah.
And I think that's fine. Like, I don't ever use straws in my drink. So if they gave me a straw, it would just be a total waste. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just have them back there behind the bar. And if somebody asks for one, then you give it to them. If not, then that's fine.
I like the my own straw, my own metal straw, because then I know where it's been. You know, it's like, because sometimes, you know, you're working in a restaurant, they drop a bunch of straws. I know.
Does it ever seem like not that sanitary when like the bartender just grabs the top of your straw where your mouth is going to be? And
yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Like you wouldn't stick their finger in your mouth.
No. Well, I mean, it depends on the bartender, I guess. But you're like, well, no, go ahead and stir with your finger there. So a bear climbed up. Speaking of Canada, into a tree stand that was a tree stand that belonged to a hunter.
Yeah. Seems like
and
a nice place.
The hunter came up on him and said, "Hey, dude, that's my tree stand." And the bear listened to him, climbed down the ladder like a person would, and then just ran off into the woods. And, of course, the guy recorded the entire thing.
Hey, that's my tree stand. Come on. There's not enough room. You need to get down. Come on. Get down. There you go. Thank you. You look just like me getting out of there. You need to get down. Thank you. Now go find Daddy. Go find Big Daddy. Get. Thank you.
Well,
that's just the most Canadian thing ever.
Yeah, even the bears are polite.
Bears like,
all right, no,
sorry.
Is he British now? Sorry about that. I like taffy. He's a 250-pound black bear was hanging out in the tree stand, and the guy said, "Quote: This was my first hunting trip, so this has never happened before."
Okay.
Yeah. Also, maybe in the future, you probably shouldn't confront bears that are 250 pounds.
They can wreck you.
Yeah. They can wreck you pretty quick. A vaping passenger on a flight from New Orleans, set off the smoke detector in the bathroom because, of course, they work, you idiot. After he decided that he's going to take a drag from his electronic cigarette in the restroom. He has been banned for life from Spirit Airlines, which I don't know how you win that prize, but that sounds wonderful.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X-107.5.
All right, it is time for today's Know the Show question. Here we go.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I've driven 1,400 miles in 24 hours. I would not recommend it.
You got all geeked out on, what was it, Monster Energy?
I drink like Monster
Energy. Oh, my God.
And then I almost fell asleep.
How many Monster Energies did Mahoney drink while driving halfway across the country and albeit through all of Texas, which is basically how long it takes to drive through the rest of the country?
Yeah.
It's such a big state. But he had this number of energy drinks, drove 1,400 miles, is that right?
1,400 miles in a single day.
Mm-hmm. All excited to get there, and then realized once you got there, you timed it out poorly, and so you hit some rush hour traffic, and
5 a.m.
Yeah.
5 a.m.
Oh, I got no.
in. And nobody tells you that rush hour starts at 5 a.m. there.
Mm-hmm.
Got to the house I was renting at like 7:30.
Sweet.
It's awesome.
Oh, my God.
But how many Monster Energy drinks did it take? You can win yourself some tickets to the boxing match, which is coming up over at the MGM on Saturday, June 15th. That would be this Saturday. Tyson Fury is back inside of the ring, and you can see him compete. Tyson Fury, always a whole lot of fun to watch fight, as well as the lead up to the fight.
One of the most exciting heavyweight fighters out there. I mean, this is probably, I hope, the last fight we see Fury has before we see the rematch with Wilder.
Yeah, it would be nice to see that rematch sooner rather than later, but I
make the money.
Yeah.
Make the money.
Get your payday.
Give the fans what they want, and then you know what? You can make the money again.
X1075, good morning. Third what fight. Is your name?
Penny.
Penny, what is the correct answer? How many Monster Energy drinks did Mahoney consume?
Four.
Four is incorrect, I'm sorry. But I tell you what, Penny, we like you, so hang out and we'll set you up with
Kenny.
I think Kenny.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
I think Penny's,
yeah, Penny's way cooler.
Penny's a woman's name.
Yeah. All right, Kenny.
Also,
that's your real name. We'll set you up with some free lunch for two at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Don't forget, National Flip Flop Day is this Friday, June 14th. Go to Tropical Smoothie from 2 to 7 in your flip flops for a free 16-ounce sunshine smoothie. Mm. That's okay. All for a good cause. X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Jennifer,
how many Monster Energy drinks did he have?
Five.
There you go.
I remember pulling into some like little no, you know, just tiny little town, one stoplight, which the speed limit goes from like 100 to like 35 in the course of like 8 feet. And then just like cleaning off all the bugs on my windshield, just slamming two monsters.
How jittery were you?
I didn't feel great.
Did you?
I wouldn't recommend it.
At that one particular random gas station that you found, did they have any taffy?
I didn't see any taffy.
No taffy?
It wasn't so much a tourist spot.
Where's my taffy?
This was more of a...
I like taffy.
You know what I'm talking about. They have barrels. There's taffy in it. That's what's going on. Don't act like you've never seen that before. It's a thing, man. They're all over the place.
Oh, lightheaded.
I like taffy.
I like taffy.
I hate you.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Blinded by the light, wrapped up like a douche, another owner in the night.
Hey, that's my tree stand. Come on, there's not enough room. You need to get down. Come on, get down. There you go, thank you. You look just like me getting out of there. You need to get down. Thank you. Now go find Daddy. Go find Big Daddy. Yeah. Thank you.
The shoes on my feet, I got. The clothes I'm wearing, I got. The rocks I'm rocking, I got. Cause I depend on me if I want it.
Worked it.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
Need more Dave and Mahoney? Follow on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Dave and Mahoney. And download the daily podcast to listen on demand at x1075lasvegas.com or the radio.com app.